Hey, this is Joseph, the lead singer for Seventh Day Slumber. I want to tell you a little bit about where I came from. This should not be confused with who I am. I used to be a cocaine addict. I'm not talking about a line here and there. I'm talking about being sold out to cocaine, walled in a prison of condemnation. There were times when I even thought about taking my very own life. I didn't know peace. I looked for happiness, and I had no hope, and I spent a lot of time wasting away in drug rehabs, jails, and institutions, but nothing made an impact on me. One night I was getting high, partying with some friends of mine, and I did so much coke that I couldn't hardly see straight. I ended up coming back to my mother's house, and I went to the refrigerator, grabbed a beer, and I started drinking, and I felt this pain shoot through my left arm, and I started feeling my heart beating faster and faster, and I ended up overdosing on cocaine on my living room floor in front of my mother. And she was crying, and she grabbed the phone and she called the paramedics, and they came on out, and while they were on their way, she was crying right there while I was on the floor. And I remember wanting to speak to her, and all I could think about was saying, "Mom, I'm sorry. Please forgive me," but I couldn't get the words out. The ambulance got there, and while in the ambulance, I was coming back and forth, in and out, and I remember thinking about where I would go if I were to pass away. I didn't really believe in God or any of that, and I remembered saying, "You know, if there's a God, if there's a Jesus, would you please save me?" He did, and I was in a hospital bed, and a guy came in there, and his name was Lowell Kenyon, and he walked in, and he looked like a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, just politician, kind of, but I judged him when he walked in. I had dreadlocks and I was stinky and everything else, but he started telling me about his life and tears came out of my eyes because he had had a hard life, and I judged the book by its cover. But as I listened to him further, he started telling me about a man named Jesus, and I listened, and it was more than just a cute little Bible story at this point. He talked about a man who took nails in his hands and a nail in his feet for me, and he took a crown of thorns shoved into his head with blood dripping down from his eyes mixed with tears. And he told me about this and that he died just to set me free so I wouldn't have to feel the way that I was feeling. I officially gave my life to Jesus that day, and my life has never been the same since. I want you to know that if you're out there and you're just lonely right now, or you're just going through some pain, something's happened in your life and you need help, I want you to know that there's a God out there who just cares about you right now and wants to pull you through this, someone you can draw strength from. Listen, all you have to do is just bow your head right now. Say this prayer after me. Say what I say, but mean what you mean. Say it from your heart. Here we go. Say, "Father, I need you right now. I need you. Lord, I'm asking for forgiveness for the sins I did knowingly and for the sins I did unknowingly. I repent. I know that repent means to turn away, and I do that right now. I don't want to live the same life that I was living before. I want a different life. I want to be able to call on you, Lord, and for you to hear me and to answer my cries, Lord. Jesus, I believe that you died for me and rose again. I believe you're seated at the right hand of the Father, where you're alive today. Come into my heart, fill me, make me whole, make me a new creation like your word promises. I make you Lord of my life. Cover me with your blood. In Jesus' name I pray, amen."